Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will before the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with the volume 21. The next passage comes from March 19, 1927, and the title is Concerned on whether one who does not complete his mission on earth will fulfill it in heaven, how the mission of the field will be extremely long, the order of the infinite wisdom. I was concerned about the health of Reverend Father De Francia. The letters I had received from him were almost alarming. I was thinking about the destiny of my writings, since he had had so much interest in taking them all with him. Where will they end up if our Lord took him with him to the celestial fatherland? And then his mission for the publication of the knowledge about the fiat will be without fruit, because one could say he has done nothing yet. At the most, it can be called the beginning, the will he has to do the publication. But in order to put out a work so long, who knows how long it takes? And just as for Father, it will be a mission without fruit, if Jesus takes him away at the very beginning, so it will be for me, if I am fortunate enough to go to my fatherland. What will be the fruit of my mission? On having sacrificed myself so much, of spending entire nights writing, also the many interests of Jesus will be without fruit. Because he himself said, only then does a good bring fruit, when it is known. Therefore, if they are not known, they will remain as hidden fruits, without anyone receiving the good which they contain. In this passage, Luisa Picarreta is concerned about the writings that she already has. We remember that Father Aníbal Di Francio, the spiritual director of Luisa Picarreta and the one who published Volume 1 till 19 and the Hours of the Passion, the Lessons of the Virgin Mary, he took these writings with him, and Luisa Picarreta is concerned about this. So that's why she is explaining this concern in this passage. And as our Lord Jesus says, if these writings are not known, then they will not have the fruit. They will not bear the fruit that they are supposed to bear. But we will see how our Lord answers to Luisa. Now, while I was thinking about this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, one who has been given a mission and has only just started or has not completed the carrying out of his mission, and at the very moment I bring him to heaven with me, will continue his mission from up there, because he will bring in the depth of his soul the deposit of the good of the knowledge which he has acquired in life. This is very important, my brothers and sisters. The knowledge that we bring about the kingdom of heaven, it will be expanded. The knowledge that we bring about the living in the divine will be in us. The knowledge will be in us already. Some of us, we remember last year, when we lost our dear Father Robert Young, we felt like his mission was not complete yet. In the same way that Luisa Picarreta is feeling that Father Aníbal Di Francio is getting sick. She is receiving letters that his health is not really well. And Luisa Picarreta prays for him. Many of us, we felt the same thing when we knew about the passing of Father Robert Young. But what our Lord Jesus is saying that the mission of these souls does not end here on earth. It continues. They continue their mission in heaven because they bring with them the knowledge of this great kingdom. They have within their souls the deposit of the good of the knowledge which they acquire here in this life. Our Lord Jesus says, in heaven, he will comprehend them with more clarity. And in comprehending the great good of the knowledge about the supreme fiat, he will pray and will make all heaven pray that they be known on earth, and will impetrate a light more clear for those who will have to occupy themselves with them. What a beautiful passage. This is a passage of hope for all of us. Knowing that Father Aníbal Di Francio, Father Robert Young, and many others, Luisa Picaretta herself, she is making all heaven pray for this gift to descend. Let's read again. In heaven, he will comprehend them with more clarity, meaning the knowledge. And in comprehending the great good of the knowledge about the Supreme Fiat, he will pray and will make all heaven pray. All heaven pray, my brothers and sisters. All heaven is praying for this gift to descend upon earth. All heaven is praying that we will come to know here on earth this great gift, that we will receive more light. And for all of us who know this gift, that we will receive new strength, new hope, new light to understand and to be encouraged. So as hard as it is to experience the loss of our dear Father Robert Young, we should be filled with hope, knowing that he is praying for us, for each one of us, through the knowledge that he carried up with him. In heaven, he is praying, and all heaven is praying so that we will continue to grow in this gift. More so, since each knowledge about my will bring him one more glory, a greater happiness. And as they become known on earth, his glory and happiness will be redoubled, because this will be the fulfillment of his own mission, which he had the desire to accomplish in his will. And it is right that he receive the fruit of his mission as it is carried out on earth. He will receive new glory, redoubled. What a beautiful relationship we have by knowing this gift. What a beautiful connection we have with heaven. Father Aníbal Di Francio, Luisa Picaretta, Father Robert Young, and many others who knew this gift of living in the divine will and who occupy themselves to make it known. When we read about this gift, they receive new glory. The glory redoubles. So let us be filled with faith and courage and love, with joy, and let us ask Saint Aníbal Di Francio to pray for us, Father Robert Young to pray for us, Luisa Picaretta to pray for us, all heaven to pray for us, to come to know more perfectly this gift. Our Lord continues and says, this is why I told him to hurry, and I pushed him so much not to waste time, because I wanted him not only to start but to advance greatly with the publication of the knowledge about the eternal fiat, so that he will not do everything from heaven. One who has completed his mission on earth can say, my mission is finished. But one who has not completed must complete it from heaven. Time is running out, my brothers and sisters. We cannot waste any time. We cannot waste any time, because time is running out. What a beautiful passage. I invite you all to meditate upon this passage, to pray with this passage, to ask the Lord to give us that grace of healing, to give us the grace of recognizing him, to give us the grace to be open to receive this great gift of living in the divine will. Our Lord continues and says, as for you, Luisa, then your mission is extremely long, nor will you be able to complete it on earth until all the knowledge about the kingdom of the divine will is known upon earth. Your mission cannot be called finished. In heaven, you will have much to do. My will, which has kept you busy on earth for the sake of its kingdom, will not let you be without working together with in heaven. It will always keep you in its company. Therefore, you will do nothing but descend and ascend from heaven to earth to help to establish my kingdom with decorum, with honor, and with glory. This is the mission of Luisa Picaretta in heaven, to pray for us until this gift is known everywhere. This is the mission of Father Aníbal Di Francio, the mission of Father Robert Young, and all those who know this gift, all those who knew this gift here on earth. What a beautiful relationship this gift gives us with all the saints in heaven. Let us love this gift. Let us surrender our will to the Lord in love, in freedom. If we surrender our freedom, our free will in love, it will be perfected, because love perfects all the sacrifices. By surrendering our will to the Father with love, this gift will be perfected. Our Lord will not reject this gift. Our Lord continues, "This will be for you of great delight, happiness, and highest glory, to see your littleness that, united to my will, has transported heaven onto earth, and the earth into heaven. Greater contentment you could not receive more so, since you will see the glory of your Creator complete on the part of his creatures. The order established, the whole creation with its full splendor, and man, our dear jewel, at his place of honor. This gift gives us the place that we ought to occupy in God. And this gift opens up our soul to give to God the rightful place, his rightful place, in our hearts, in our souls, God resting in his creature, reordering his creature, loving his creature. What will be our highest contentment, says the Lord? Our highest glory, our highest happiness, without end, as well as yours, in seeing the purpose of creation fulfilled. To you then, we will give you the name of Redemptrix, of our will, constituting you mother of all the children of our fiat. And then our Lord says, are you happy? True. The writings of Luisa Picaretta, we come to know what does it mean to live in the divine will. Not only to do the will of God, not only to follow the Ten Commandments and to fulfill his will in our life, but to unite every single act that we do to his divine will, to his eternal fiat, that every single act may be for his greater glory, that every single act will reorder our souls. Through every single act, our soul will be transformed, that through every single act in the divine will, those in heaven, they will receive new showers of joy. Their glory will be redoubled. It is very important that we read this book of heaven. It is very important that we start reading the book of heaven, because we will bring with us the deposit of that knowledge. We will bring with us already the knowledge, and in heaven we will comprehend with more clarity this gift. This is what our Lord says. So it doesn't matter if we don't really understand it here, my brothers and sisters. Just keep reading, and the more you read, the Lord will give you new light, new understanding. The more you meditate and pray with these writings, the Lord will give you new light, and you will be accumulating, depositing in your heart, in your soul, this knowledge of the kingdom of heaven, and in heaven you will be able to comprehend it with more clarity, says the Lord. I cannot stress enough how important it is for us to read, my brothers and sisters, this book of heaven. Even when you don't understand, just keep reading. Ask the Lord to give you new light. After this, I was following the acts of the divine will. And not finding my sweet Jesus, I thought to myself that he no longer loved me as before, because before it seemed he could not be without me. He will do nothing but come and go. But now he leaves me alone, without him, even for entire days. Before, he used to take me to heaven very often, bringing me back to earth, to my highest sorrow. Now everything is over. When Luisa Picaretta experienced this abandonment, she feels this spiritual dryness, and she complains. She complains because she thinks our Lord has abandoned her. But in reality, my brothers and sisters, our Lord is expanding her capacity to receive even more. And this is what we have to understand, that when we don't feel our Lord, when we don't feel his presence in us, he still is there. And those are moments of grace, moments that we are called to exercise the gift of faith and to believe that he is with us, to remain faithful, to trust in him, because he is working in us, expanding our capacity to receive. The more we read, he's expanding our capacity to receive. The more acts in the divine will we do, he's expanding our capacity to receive. So let us not waste any time, because time is running out, my brothers and sisters. But while I was thinking of this, moving in my interior, he told tell me, my daughter, you offend me by thinking that I no longer love you as before. On the contrary, this is nothing but the order of my infinite wisdom. You must know that my inseparable mama also, during her tender age, was more in heaven than on earth, because she was to draw from us the seas of grace, of love, of light, in order to form her heaven within herself, in which the eternal world was to be conceived and have his dwelling. When we do acts in the divine will, we are preparing the soul, we are adorning the soul with the light that emanates from the divine will. We are preparing, bringing heaven into our heart and our soul when we do acts united in the divine will. Even though we don't see that, this is what is happening at the spiritual level. This is what our Lord says, bringing heaven into earth in the creature. Then, when this heaven was formed in the sovereign queen, it was no longer necessary for her to come often. It was not necessary for her to come often to the celestial fatherland, because that which was in heaven, she had within herself. The kingdom of the divine will, my brothers and sisters, has to descend first of all in our hearts, in our souls. It has to be formed in each one of us. In the sacrament of baptism, the kingdom of heaven is being deposited in us through the grace of the Holy Spirit. We become temples of the Blessed Trinity. The Holy Spirit, which is the love of God, is being poured into our hearts, into our souls, through the sacrament of baptism. It is being given to us in a more perfect way in the sacrament of confirmation, and it continues to grow and increase in us through the sacraments. Through the sacramental life of the Church, this kingdom that is given to us in the sacrament of baptism has to be expanded. And through this gift of living in the divine will, by uniting ourselves in the divine will to do every single act, this kingdom has to grow with every single act, with every single word that we read from the Book of Heaven. The kingdom is expanding. It's expanding. Wherever the will of God is being done, there is the kingdom of God. In a more perfect way, wherever the sacramental life is growing in the creature, in the soul of the person, the kingdom of God is growing in. It's there. It's expanding. Wherever the acts are done in union with the divine will, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the divine will is expanding, is growing in. Wherever these books are read, there is the kingdom of God growing in, is being expanded in the soul of the creature. So it is the mission of Luisa Picaretta to bring this message, how to live in the gift of the divine will. Our Lord mentions how Our Lady possessed this gift within herself. That's why this wonderful prayer, the Canticle of Mary, expresses this reality that it is the soul who magnifies the Lord. It is the kingdom of God living in the soul of the creature that through every single act magnifies, glorifies the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. We can say the same thing, my brothers and sisters. My soul magnifies the Lord because this gift is being deposited in me. This gift, the knowledge of living in the divine will, is in us through the writings of Luisa Picaretta. The Lord has looked upon each one of us, poor creatures, and is giving us this gift. He has looked with mercy upon each one of us. Our Lord says, "So I have done for you, Luisa. That which was necessary before is not necessary today. And then, what is greater, to possess me in the depths of your soul." We possess God in the depths of our soul, my brothers and sisters, by virtue of our baptism. Remember that the Lord, in the day of our baptism, he gives us three gifts: the gift of faith, hope, and love, theological virtues that are freely given to us out of love. So we possess God in the depths of our soul. This is what our Lord tells the children in Egypt when he gives his first sermon, his first homily. You have a Father in heaven. You have a Father who lives in your hearts, in your souls. And this Father is longing for the recognition of each one of you. So say with me, I love you, my God and my Father. I love you, my God and my Father. the author of my life. I love you, my God and my Father, who lives in me. I love you, my God and my Father, who palpitates in me. Our Heavenly Father wants to be recognized. He lives in the depths of our soul, under the beautiful heaven that He forms in the creature who lives in His divine will. When our Lord forms His heaven in our soul, how beautiful it is. Our Lord says, that which was necessary before is not necessary today. And then, what is greater? To possess me in the depth of your soul, under the beautiful heaven of my will, forming you, or to visit the celestial fatherland. He's asking Luisa Picarreta, what is greater? It is a miracle, my brothers and sisters, that the God of the universe, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Creator, our Maker, He humbles Himself to make His place in our hearts, in our souls, to rest in His creatures. I believe it is greater to possess it. Therefore, everything I have done in you earlier, Luisa, for many years, was nothing then forming my heaven in you. Once it has been formed, it is right that I enjoy it. And you too must enjoy that your Jesus has His own heaven within your soul. This is a reality that our Lord wants to rest in our hearts and our souls. In the book of Genesis, when God created the universe, He created and then He rest. But He didn't want to rest any other place but in the soul of the creature. He wanted to rest in the soul of the creature. And through this gift, He continues His search for the creature. He wants to rest in the creature. One of the commandments tells us that we have to honor the Sabbath, the day of resurrection. This day should be a day for us to immerse ourselves in the will of God, to rest in God, in the same way that God wants to rest in the soul of the creature. The third commandment tells us to honor the Sabbath. Our Lord wants us to rest in Him. In the same way that He's resting in our souls, He wants His creatures to rest in Him. So we should be using our will, our intellect, and our memory to rest in God. The creature should be resting in His Creator. The creature should be recognizing His Creator in the soul. This passage, my brothers and sisters, is so wonderful. I invite all of you to keep reading the Book of Heaven. I invite you to keep growing in the knowledge and understanding of this gift, living in the divine will. Because with every single act, with every single word that we read from the Book of Heaven, we will carry with us at the end of our life the deposit of this knowledge. And in heaven, we will be able to comprehend it with more clarity. This is the promise that our Lord is giving us in this passage. So let us conclude with a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of living in the divine will, for the knowledge of this great gift. We ask you to increase our capacity to receive, to increase our thirst for this gift, and to bless us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.